For the past two centuries, education in the United States has involved two distinct but complementary systems, the public and the non-public. Particularly at the elementary and secondary levels, the schools in both these systems have been schools of the people. They have not merely coexisted, they have been partners in educating the rising generations. What's more, the smaller partner has sometimes been more effective. For example, ever since the end of the Second World War, Catholic parochial schools in the big cities have been praised for doing a better job than their neighboring public counterparts. In one crucial aspect, however, this partnership has been curiously unbalanced. Although both systems serve the general welfare, only the public schools are supported by public funds. Even as recently as 50 years ago, it was taken for granted that non-public schools, particularly if they were church-affiliated, enjoy a twofold immunity, immunity from suppression and immunity from substantial public aid. This is not a conclusion dictated either by the ideals of a secular democracy or the principle of the separation of church and state. After all, England, Scotland, Canada, Germany, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Australia are all quite comfortable in providing non-public schools, including religious ones, with major financial support. Rethinking the question of non-public schools and public aid must take place at the level of the 50 states, where most of the obstacles are. Campaigns for such measures as vouchers and tuition tax credits must work for changes in state constitutions that prohibit using tax monies for private schools. Such aid would be a good investment for a state, because non-public schools are relatively inexpensive. It is politically certain that non-public schools are not going to receive full public financial support. But in the United States of 2006, it is time to put a new principle in place. Non-public schools may not have a right to equal aid, but they do have an equal right to some aid. This is Father Joseph O'Hare of America Magazine.